Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you enjoyed that intro. This is Miriam Alamu live with you. Welcome to How Do You See It? This is my very first episode of this show, and I hope this show is going to bring you something that you're going to take with you forever, with you wherever you are. I hope I'm going to deliver what you expect of me. And today we're going to talk about how the show is going to go down, what the show is all about. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Stay tuned. And at the same time, if you want to write to me, my Gmail address is worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. And the Twitter handle is howdoyou_see it. Again, the Twitter account is howdoyou_see it. And the Gmail is worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. Please write for me any comments, any questions you have. This show is for you. I'm doing this for you, and I want your comments. I cannot live without your comments. I want to do this better. If you want me to do it better, if there's any kind of comments, please write me whenever you're listening, anytime you want. Okay, so let's start this. Today, we're going to discuss about what the show is all going to be about. So I'm going to introduce you what the show is all going to be about. You can take the name literally. So the name says, how do you see it? So the show is going to be about your perspective. I want to know, how do you see life? How do you see the people around you? How do you see the situations around you? Because at the end of it, that's life, right? The people we encounter with day to day and the situations we come across, that's that all together comes together to make our lives. So I want to see what your point of view is towards life, right? But we're going to break it down. We're going to dig deep. So that makes it a little different. So I understand from talking to people, I love talking to people. I love listening to what their point of view is. I have seen that our perception towards life vary very, very differently. They vary very, very, very differently. And that's why I want to know your perception about your life, about people's life, about people in themselves, even about a movie. Let's take a movie, for example. You know, if a group of family sit together and watch one movie together, at the end of it, they're not going to feel the same emotion towards that movie. Why is that? Because they have a different point of view towards that movie. They perceive their attitude towards that movie is different. The meaning they give to that movie is different. Because of that, they would have different emotion. And that is so interesting to me. I hope it's interesting to you too. Because my motto is, the way we perceive is the way we receive. That's the way I see life. Perception, according to internet, is the state of one's idea. It's a particular attitude towards a thing, situation, or self. And we know that. I know you know this. I know people have different perceptions. I know you know this. But do you know the outcome of it? is what's making your life. Your life is different from one another. Our life is different from one another because of how we see our lives. Do you know that? Or you know about it, but you don't have time to think about it. Nowadays, we are very busy with our phones, computer, tablets. Internet is making people very, very busy with this. All social medias, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, the new one, right? The very most recent one. Everybody is very busy to even have the time to stop and think about some very small, simple, yet powerful thing that could change our lives. But this show is your one stop to do so. On this show, we are going to think and discuss. And when I say think, don't take it as a huge thing. Don't think like, oh my God, she's going to make us think, oh my God, this is going to be long. No, we're just going to think simple things. As I have posted this show, as you've seen, on the second half of this show, we're going to talk about luck. I mean, that's simple, right? Luck, okay, what is luck? You can think about luck. That's not hard to do, right? So we're going to take these simple things and simple issues, and we're going to discuss about them because they really, really matter. They really matter how we live our life. They really change the way we live our life because of the perception. A person's day could go really, really beautiful, and the other person's day can go really, really bad. Okay? I can tell you my own story at work. Of course, there are a lot of people at work, but the way we see things, for example, we might argue with our boss, right? But most of the time, the way guys take it and the way the women take it is very different, and yet we are having the same discussion. We are talking about the same issue. And as a result, we will have a different type of day. Some of us are happy. Some of us, as a result of it, will have a miserable day. Is that worth it? That's the question you're going to answer to yourself. We're just going to see what it is. We're just going to put it out there. And it's really always good to know what other people think as well, because it kind of gives you another opinion, another option to see things. Have you ever said to yourself when you were discussing with someone and they told you what they think about that issue or whatever, they said, oh, they actually take it this way, and you said, I actually take it that way, and you're like, huh, I've never really thought of that. I've never really saw it that way. Have you ever said that? That's what I'm talking about. Isn't that interesting to know what people think? It's interesting, plus it gives you more options. Because our day-to-day life is all about making decisions. We all make a decision throughout our day, whether it's small or large. We make a decision when we wake up in the morning to get up, get dressed, and go to work. That's a decision. You can decide to call your work, call sick, and be home, stay at home, right? I mean, you could not do that always, but at least you have an option. That's an option. So you need a decision right there to go to work. Why? Because you want to make money at least. Or you love your job so much that you want to go and work. Or you have a family to support. So that's a decision right there. Our lives are filled with making decisions. And it's my perception, it's how I see it, as if we have more know-how about anything, we would make a better decision. Making an informed decision is better than otherwise. That's how I see life. I don't know how you do it. I would be really happy to know what you think. As I told you, write me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com or go to Twitter and tweet at me at @howdoyou_see_it. So we're going to discuss about that. Don't you think it's worth our time to just stop and think what we are doing, the decisions we are making, what they are, what they mean? Don't you really think it's worth it that if we stop and think for just a moment, we would make a different decision? Have you ever said, a person said, if I knew then what I knew now? What do they mean by that? They're saying they know there is something better they could have done if they knew what they knew now. Right? That means now they're making more an informed decision if they were in that situation they had before. Right? So that's why we need to stop for a moment and just think. We really need to have to think. Our mind is the greatest gift that our Creator has given us. And we don't seem to really be using it because we are really busy, as I told you, with our internet. Everybody's on their phones right now, or on their tablets, or on their computers. They don't even have time to discuss. All right? So we're going to discuss all those. We're going to see what it is about. And I'm planning to do this with you. So I really, really need your participation. I need you to write me an email. I need you to tweet at me. And I need you to tell me your perception, because this show is about you. I'm asking you, how do you see it? So I want to learn about you, and also I want you to learn about other listeners as well. So this show is going to be based on you. So I really want you to participate. Tell me how you think about it. And if you want to see any change on this show, I'm here to listen. So write me. I'll be here to listen to your comments. So the way I'm planning to do this is I'll be inviting guests for the future episodes so that we can discuss about the topic that we are going to discuss about on that episode. And I'll be receiving questions from you, my lovely listeners. I'll be happy to answer any and every questions you may have. And the other way we're going to do this is I'll pick a topic of discussion. And through email, and there is a chat here, we can chat live. You can email me, you can tweet at me, and we're going to discuss about it. I will be having discussion topics every week. That's how we're going to do it. Even if I have a guest, we're going to talk to the guest about the discussion issue that I'm going to raise. And they are going to be of a form of what, why, what if, right? What if? That's a very interesting question. And the issues that we're going to cover is anything and everything. We're going to discuss about relationships. So when I say relationships, it can be with your parents, with your kids, with your spouse, with your colleagues, with your boss. Anywhere, any type of relationship you have, we're going to talk about those. We're going to discuss about those. If there is anything that is unclear for you, maybe you're not seeing it in a different way. Maybe you're not seeing it from a different angle. So when we put it out here, people are going to send their insight about it. And then you'll be able to see some different types of it. Okay? Then we'll find a solution to it. We're going to talk about success. Wow, the best topic ever for me. We're going to talk about success. Why do you think some people are successful, and why do you think they are not, the others are not, even though they are trying very, very hard? Again, it's because of how they see their situation. And we're going to see this. We're going to see how I mean by this. We're going to have actually more than one episode going on about success. Then we're going to talk about anything, day-to-day life, that you encounter. If you want to discuss it, we're on it. That's how this is going to go. So this is all the show is going to be about. I really hope you are going to enjoy it. And any comments that you may have. As I said, I'm ready to listen. So write at me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com, all in one, and the Twitter handle is how_do_you_see_it. I'm here to listen. We're going to take a short break. We're actually going to listen to a music. This is actually one of my favorite musics ever. And we're going to take a short break. After the music, we're going to talk about luck. Our topic of discussion today is luck. How do you see luck? During the break time, I want you to write for me what luck means to you. Have you ever been lucky? What does it really mean? Do you even believe in luck? All right, so stay tuned. After the break, we will be discussing about break. Like I'm gonna lose you, I'm gonna hold you. You're listening to the remix of How I'm Gonna Lose You. Alright, that was Megan and John Legend. I really love the song. You were listening to the remix of Like, I am going to lose you. That's actually one of my favorite songs. I've actually said this a lot of times, but seriously, it's one of the best. And this was the remix, the reggae remix. Okay, so we're back. Thank you for tuning in. And now we're going to talk about luck. We're going to discuss all about it. So this is, since this is my first episode, I didn't get any emails or Twitter so far. Hopefully you're going to write to me after this, now that I have introduced it. But I have gone and introduced some people of luck, what they think of luck, what it means for them. And I have tried to put that together, confine, so that we can group it. And I'm going to tell you what they thought. It's really actually interesting. So for some group of people, they thought it was when things are good for them. That means whatever they have, whether their friends, their finance, everything, every situation that their life is made of is good. That's actually very interesting. That means, for me, these people are hardly going to be lucky, because in your life, everything cannot be smooth at the same time for a very long time. Something has got to not be good, not go as smooth as you thought. Life is like that. It might do for a very short time, and then there's something else that's going to go wrong, right? Or that's going to frustrate you or something. So you can imagine what kind of life these people are leading. The second type of people thought when they get what they thought they don't deserve. Okay, this is another way of saying it. These people actually believe in luck, and they believe that it happens once in a while because it's when they think they got something they don't deserve. So imagine what type of life these people lead from the first group of people that I've told you. And the last group of people that I've interviewed said, I really don't kind of believe in luck. So this is another way of seeing this. This is very good. They said, you get what you put out. So if you are a nice person, people are going to be nice for you. If you are a loving person, people are going to love you. And they actually added that you might not necessarily get that from that person you did good for, or from that person you loved, but from the universe. The universe is going to reward you. The universe means from other people, from other situations. But they said life is all about what you put out. You're going to receive back what you put out. So it's different. Everybody has their own opinions. So you can imagine how these people's life are. These people's life are very different. For example, the third group of people are going to do good, are going to do what's right, because they know if they do what is expected of them, if they give even more, that they're going to receive more. And yet the second group of people are just going to wait around and just going to sit and wait around for things to happen for them, for things to just show up, and so that they can think that they're lucky because they didn't work towards that thing. They didn't see that coming because they have no idea. So they're just going to sit around and wait for that thing to happen and say, you know, I got lucky because I never thought I deserved this. And the first type of people are going to wait for all things to go good, for all things, their finance, their friends, when they can actually be with good people, they can actually have good people around them. Because people are created as good. When we first come to this earth, we are good. The situations might change us. The way we live might change us. But deep down, we are good. And you can bring that out from people as long as what you are showing to them is good. That's how I believe. Because of their thoughts, this three group of people, because of this different thoughts, see how their emotion is going to be different towards love, right? And as a result, their action is going to differ, which will result in very, very different destination, right? In order for us to do something, to act on something, we need emotion. Emotion lead to action. Action lead to results. So the way you see things is your emotions. Emotions lead you to do something, some type of action. And that action will result in something. So what I'm trying to show you is how you think is how you live. How you perceive is how you live, is what I would say. Take these people, take what kind of emotions they're going to have, take what kind of actions, think about it, what kind of actions they're going to do. As a result, their lives are different, and they are. I've interviewed these people, and their lives are different. That's what I wanted to show you. So, this is what I meant by, how do you see it? This is how all the show going to be about. This was the end of the interviews that I did. Please, 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 I will be waiting for your emails, comments. Please write me at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. Again, that is worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. And tweet at me at @how_do_you_see_it. How do you underscore see it? I want to learn about you. So for the next episode, I'm going to collect your comments and I'm going to put it together and we're going to discuss more about luck. I want to hear more about you. And I might have guests. That is a surprise. You're going to have to stay tuned to find that out. I'm planning to run this show the same time once a week. So on Mondays at 6:30 Eastern Time. 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. On Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So stay tuned to see what the next show is going to be about. I'm going to actually put it on Twitter. I'm going to tweet about it so you can follow me and so that you can find all the information about the next show. And I'll be waiting for your emails. I'm going to collect all those things and we're going to discuss more about luck. And I'll bring another topic to discuss with as well. And I will probably have a guest call in to discuss about luck. That you're going to have to call, you're going to have to stay tuned to learn about it. If I'm going to have a guest or not. Yes, I'm going to make you wait for that. It was fun for me. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. Again, this is your host, Miriam. We're going to do this once in a week, every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be waiting for your comments. And you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. Have a great evening. I'll see you next week.